Corporate Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, find your strength. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the struggles in your life and relationships? We're going to help you find the strength to break through. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today we're going to help you find your strength. Who doesn't need a little bit more strength, especially at the beginning of a week? We want to help you face those challenges, problems, and struggles in your life and relationships that you're feeling maybe a little overwhelmed by or stressed out about. So tell us, what are those problems in your life or relationships that are getting you down? Maybe you feel stressed out or overwhelmed by a particular problem, or some struggle in your emotional or personal life is weighing you down. Let us help you find your strength and break through the obstacles standing between you and a more joyful, peaceful life. The number to call, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, and as you're saying, Greg, you know, sometimes we feel like I could have all the strength I need if just that person would stop driving me crazy, if that person would stop sucking all the life out of me every time I have to interact with them. Or maybe you've just been dealing with so much that you don't feel like you have your strength right now. And you're not even quite sure how to get it back. We're here to help you.
You know, we're talking about resilience, bounce back ability. You know, the ability to look at a problem or a challenge in some way that actually allows us to feel hopeful, that enables us to identify our next step, to cooperate more effectively with the grace that God is giving us. You know, we intentionally let today be wide open. You know, largely because of the gospel yesterday, those of you who remember, there was a storm, right? And all the apostles and Jesus were on the boat. And the boat was rocking and taking on water, and the apostles were freaking out. And they woke Jesus up. And you know, he commanded the storm to be still and restored the peace to the apostles' spirit. We all face certain storms and challenges in our life, whether we're talking about parenting struggles with that kid who's driving us crazy, or our spouse getting on our nerves in some way, or a problem in your extended family or your workplace. The reality is life is complicated. And so we thought we'd kick off the week by helping you bounce back from those problems and not be afraid of the challenges that we have to face, because the truth is, in many ways, even though we see them as a problem, it's not so much the problems in life are not so much a bug as they are a feature.
And the bug as it is a feature. You're going all tech on
well,
me.
Well, the theology of the body can show us how that's true.
It's true. It does. It shows us so clearly because it reminds us that although the world has fallen, God is working through us to rebuild his kingdom. That rebuilding starts in our lives and our relationships. You know, we tend to get frustrated when problems and challenges and stressors show up on our radar. And of course, that's understandable. We all feel that way. But looking at things through the lens of the theology of the body allows us to see that responding gracefully to those problems, challenges, and stressors, and showing the world how to do the same is the job that God has hired us to do, if you will. Unlike the people in the world, we as Christians don't really have to worry about the job of handling our problems, challenges, and stressors, and thinking that it'll be too big for us. Because like any good boss, underline on good here, God has promised to give us all the tools and support we need to complete our work without burning ourselves out.
Yeah, I kind of want to highlight this metaphor here because, you know, it's a worldly view to be surprised that there are problems that we have to face. For the Christian realizes that the world is broken, and it's all problems all the time. But here's the good news, okay? God's family business is rebuilding the kingdom, right? And he's hired us to do that work with him. And he gives us the grace to do that work. So we go, we show up for work in the morning knowing that there are problems to fix, but even more importantly, knowing that he's given us the tools, the grace, and the support to address them. So unlike the world, we don't show up unprepared to deal with all the stuff on our plate on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever
day.
Morning or any day of the week. Now, it's true that some days that work can seem a little harder than others. But there are a few tips we can draw from the theology of the body to persevere, even when we start to doubt ourselves or feel worn down. So first, we need to keep our eyes not on what's in front of us, but rather on how God wants to work through us to make the situation what he wants it to be. In other words, you know, you're looking at the big construction site and you see all the mess. You're not looking at that. You're looking at the blueprints, right? So you know what you're supposed to build with God's grace. Second, we need to remember that it isn't all up to us. You don't look at that big old construction project and feel like you've got to do it all by yourself.
Stick by stick, exactly.
You need to keep bringing that situation back to God and asking him to help you discern the next small step. Not how you're going to get it all done in one day, but what's the next small step in front of you. Third, we need to lean into the virtue, the spiritual strengths that God wants to give us. So you're not just standing there without any tools. You got tools that God wants you to work with. Those are those virtues, those strengths. And we prayerfully ask, what are those strengths, Lord, that we need to apply to this situation to glorify you in our response? Fourth, we need to look at failure not as a closed door, but as feedback that we bring back to prayer, which then leads us back through those steps until we find the solution. In other words, we don't just kind of walk off the job the first problem we face. We step back, look at it, and say, okay, now what? What do we do? What's the next thing? And if we can work through that process consistently, we can fulfill the promise that St. Paul makes in Romans 8:28, that for those who love God, all things really do work for the good. Now, it sounds simple when you put it that way, but then, you know, applying it to actual life, that's challenging. So let's talk it out, okay? 877-573-7825. That number again is 877-573-7825. What problems in your life or relationships are getting you down? Whether it's a parenting issue, a marriage issue, a work problem, a personal or emotional struggle, we're leaving it wide open today because we want to help you bounce back and develop that resilience and find the strength you need to break through the barriers that are standing between you and a more joyful, peaceful life. 877-573-7825.
Well, I appreciate, you know, the fact that you're saying we're leaving it wide open because everybody reacts to the storms of life, if we go back to yesterday's gospel, in different ways, right? If you're in the midst of a storm, as the disciples were in that boat, there could be a different reaction for each one of us. Some of us are afraid of the wind. Some of us are afraid of the lightning. Some of us are afraid of drowning if the boat goes over. We're all having different reactions to the same storm. And so each one of us has to deal with our own separate stuff in our own different ways. But the one thing I think is important is, as even though Jesus had said to them, you know, if you have faith enough of a mustard seed, you know, you don't have to be afraid of this. They did have enough faith to know to wake Jesus up in that boat, right? And if we can have enough faith to at least reach out to God, so many of us, when we get scared, when we get depleted, when we really feel like our strength has failed, we either get mad at God and walk away, or we assume he's abandoned us in some way. And the thing we don't do is remember to wake him up in the midst of the storm. Not that he's ever really sleeping in our lives, but to go to him and say, Lord, what do you need from me? How can you help me through this? How can we make it through this storm together? How are we going to find peace? How are you going to calm the storm, but I still have to get that boat back into port? What do you want me to do? The disciples consulted him. They knew that they needed him, and they knew he was God. And we're here to connect you with that today. The power of God in your life, and those next steps that you can take with him to bring that peace and strength back into your life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
With that, let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name
and
of the Father,
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we ask for your grace and wisdom to help us to remember that the problems, the challenges, the struggles we face are not surprises, that they are actually the work that you are asking us to do to set the world right and build your kingdom. That every morning when we wake up and face the challenges, struggles, and problems in front of us, you are standing there with us, telling us that you believe in our ability to get through this with your grace, and that you are giving us the tools and the support that we need to face any challenge in front of us gracefully and successfully. Help us to embrace that cross, to embrace that hard work, to embrace the challenge of responding to those stressors and problems in a manner that will allow us to glorify you, to work for the good of everyone involved, and to be our best selves as we face those challenges. We praise you and we thank you for the grace and support that you give us, and we thank you for making us part of your family and part of the family business of building the kingdom of God. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, we're helping you find your strength. That's the title of today's show, as we help you in the face of those challenges you're feeling overwhelmed by. If you are experiencing something in your life or relationships that's getting you down, if you feel stressed out or overwhelmed by a particular problem, or there's something happening in your emotional or personal life that is weighing heavily on your heart today, we want to help you break free of the barriers that stand between you and a more joyful, peaceful life. Let us help you find your strength. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Beth, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ann Arbor, Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hey, Beth, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
I need some strategies to deal with my 3-year-old granddaughter, and especially her mother needs them.
Okay.
She's very defiant and gets filled with rage, I mean, just all the day long, you know, about...
So give me an example, Beth.
She doesn't want to sit on the potty, for example. And she just starts pushing and shoving and just, it's, you know, screaming.
So kind of set the scene for me here. So kind of walk me through the process of how you kind of get her attention, how she responds, and how you respond to that.
Well, I kind of look at the situation and see, well, how long has it been since she's eaten and all that kind of thing. And I'll go ahead and just put her on the potty. But her mother gets overwhelmed, you know, and I just kind of...
Gets overwhelmed
how? You're going to do this, you know.
What happens? But, how? In what way does your daughter get overwhelmed? Let us paint us a picture of that so we can see it.
Because she does it with everything. Oh, we're going to put our shoes on, you know, goes into this rage. Oh, we're going to go outside. Oh, no, I don't want to.
All right. So Well, first of all, okay, I want to reframe something here, okay, and this goes for you and for everybody else who's listening out there. You know, there's a real, my granddaughter, is misbehaving, or my granddaughter is really kind of out of control sort of undertone to this whole thing. I want every parent or grandparent who's listening right now to check that. I want you to stop saying my kid is misbehaving and instead say to yourself, my child is struggling with something. Okay, so that's number one. So in other words, instead of facing these things as defiance or my kid is out to get me or they're out of control, I want you to look at it as they need my help. If something's going on, then they need my help.
It's very much like an allergic reaction almost, right? If you look at allergic reaction, say your child breaks out in hives. You don't address the hives. You say, what's causing this so that we can fix it so that she stops breaking out in hives? It's not about treating the behavior of the fussing and the pushing. It's about saying, okay, what's going on in this situation that we can change so we stop getting this reaction?
So now your approach is the better of the two, all right? Assuming that your three-year-old, of all things, is tantruming and fussing or whatever, you don't get into a fight with the kid. You don't try to convince them to do what you're asking. You pick them up and you put them on the potty. You pick them up and you put them in the... But having said that, there's a way to avoid the whole mess in the first place.
Exactly.
Okay? What you need to do is you need to collect before you redirect. Now, what does that mean? You know, what you're describing, okay, is you got a kid there who's involved in something. Maybe she's playing, she's drawing, she's imagining something, she's doing something that's important to her. But we as parents think, well, you know, it's just a kid, whatever, you know, what the, and we swoop in and say, okay, now you're going to do this. Without any kind of warning, without any kind of, heads up at all. Now, just imagine, Beth, if you were doing something that was important to you and someone came in and said, come on, we got to go.
Right this second. It almost goes off like a fire alarm. You have a startle reflex. You know, remember back in grade school when they'd set off the fire drills and you'd all be in the middle of something and then, boom, it would go off, and sometimes even the teacher was surprised and in the middle of a quiz or something, and everybody would get flustered. Eventually, you could go with it, but your heart still raced for a while. You're getting that alarm response from her because of this suddenness of the interruption.
But if someone came in and said, hey, Beth, in 5 minutes, you know what? I just realized the time. We're going to have to get ready to go. I'm sorry. You know, you might grimace a little bit, but you'd get your head around it. You'd start wrapping up what you were doing and figure it out, and then you'd transition, right? So that's number one. We need to make sure that we're giving our kids transitions. Hey, honey, in 10 minutes, we're going to have to get our shoes on. Okay, honey, in 5 minutes, we're going to have to get our shoes on. You count that down. It doesn't matter that she can't tell time. It's that you're kind of
just
preparing,
just getting her ready for it, just moving her more slowly so she knows there's an ending to the activity she's doing, but she still has time with it, and she gets to take back some of the control of being able to moderate her response to that because she knows it's coming.
Let's say you don't have time. Let's do the potty example, okay? So let's deal with that. You realize, oh, you know, it's been a while since she's been to the potty. It's time to get her there. So you go to her and you say, hey, honey, what are you doing? And you get down on the floor. Maybe you cuddle with her a little bit and you have her tell you. And then you pick her up in your arms while she's talking to you and you're being affectionate. And she's, oh, I drew this picture of whatever and da-da-da. And then before you know it, she's sitting on the potty. Because you didn't even make it an issue, right? Why are you arguing with this kid? So the point is you collect her and redirect her. You're talking to her. You're cuddling with her. She's talking to you about but all the while you're bringing her to the thing that she needs to do. Don't make it an issue, okay? Because if you make it a power struggle, it's going to be a power struggle. And guess what? She's going to be a lot more willing to go way further than any grown-up will because she's three and she doesn't know what the limits are. So the point is you don't pick the battle in the first place. Now, we talk about lots of strategies to address these kinds of issues and do what we call discipleship discipline, which is all about teaching children how to behave instead of just reacting to their bad behavior. We talk about this in our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, which is the brand new third edition of our classic Parenting with Grace book. You can pick it up at CatholicCounselors.com. I also want you to check out on Facebook our discussion group called Catholic Home. That's spelled H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission, where we talk about this idea of discipleship, discipline, and a whole lot more. How to create a family life that is peaceful, that is joyful, that is orderly, and deeply faithful, that allows your faith to be the source of the warmth in the home. So we talk about these kinds of issues that you're bringing up all day long on that Facebook discussion group at Catholic HOM, Catholic Home Family Discipleship. But if you're looking for more techniques, our brand new edition of Parenting with Grace, which is titled Parenting Your Kids with Grace, that's the Birth to 10 volume, you can check that out at CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for the call, Beth. 877-573-7825. We are continuing to take your calls about whatever issues are stressing you out, overwhelming you, or making you feel weighed down. We want to help you find your strength and break through the barriers standing between you and a more joyful, peaceful life. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by John and Claire Grabowski, who are going to be helping couples face the challenges of everyday life more gracefully. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues in just a minute.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. Companies have temporarily stopped hiring. Sporting events are held without fans. Even your friends are being told to keep their social distance from you. However, at Ave Maria University, we ask you to consider advancing while the world around you recedes. Gaining an online master's degree in business administration or theology can propel you forward, distinguishing you from the competition when companies again start hiring. Apply now at avemaria.edu.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
CMF Curo is a Catholic healthcare ministry providing families nationwide with a better solution centered around whole health, spirit, mind, and body. Our members share their medical burdens within a faith-filled community. At CMF Curo, our members have access to a spiritual director, concierge services, and other health and spiritual resources. Find out if CMF Curo is a better solution for your family. Visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Find Your Strength. We're helping you deal gracefully with those problems and struggles that are getting you down. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, John and Claire Grabowski. John is a theologian with Catholic University. Together they've served on the Pontifical Council for the Family. And they are the authors of Raising Catholic Kids for Their Vocations. Hey, John and Claire, welcome to More to Life.
Good morning. Great to be with you guys.
It's great to have you with us. Now, I have to reach out mom to mom here, Claire, and to both of you. Big hug. You really want to talk to us about living like this and being able to handle these storms. But, you know, God and his sense of humor often makes us make sure we can walk the talk that we're doing. And you guys are going through a lot of storm now. Even though some of it's good stress, it's stress, right? What's going on with you?
We've had a very busy year. We've actually had two new grandsons born and baptized and two daughters getting married in a couple months. So our life is crazy. And in addition to the normal everyday commitments and projects, we have another adult daughter living with us while she transitions into a new house. And yes, Lisa, all these things are wonderful, but when they're happening at once, they are so overwhelming. And not to mention, John's trying to finish a book this month. So
And that can just throw everybody off, makes your regular routine not work, and can actually really stress couples out.
Exactly. John and I were talking this morning. We're starting to feel like the disciples in the boat when they were overwhelmed by the storm. And even though Jesus chided them and they felt bad because they weren't trusting, they still had enough wisdom and grace to call out to him and ask him to help them get through these hard times.
So, John, how can couples remember to call out to the Lord in those difficult times and not isolate or antagonize each other in the face of the stress?
Well, Greg, we need to build habits so that these aren't just a one-off foxhole prayer. And, God can respond to those, but we need habits of learning to entrust ourselves to the Lord, learning to ask for his empowerment every day. And we do that by building a prayer life and really listening for the Lord to speak to us, by getting to daily mass as often as we can to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and by taking advantage of the mercy he gives us in the sacrament of reconciliation so that we have open minds and hearts. And when we do those things, we have the spiritual eyes to see that Jesus is there in the boat with us all along.
Sometimes first of all, it's incredibly important to both pray individually and together as a couple, but sometimes we need support from others as well, don't we, Claire?
Oh, definitely. We need community. We were created to have community. We need other brothers and sisters we can talk to, pray with, and to be encouraged by, to remind us that we're not alone in whatever storms we're facing, good or bad.
It's really important to remember that we're not alone and to not be afraid to reach out first to your spouse and then to others who can support you as well. John and Claire, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your insights. And again, their book, Raising Catholic Kids for Their Vocations. Check it out. John and Claire, have a blessed day. And folks, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825 about the personal, emotional, and relational struggles that are weighing you down. Let's talk it out together. More after this.
Now, on the Ave Maria Radio app, the prayer section, where you can listen to the Holy Rosary. All four mysteries are voiced by Christ as the Answer and Father Knows Best host, Father John Ricardo. Are you struggling to remember specific prayers for pre- and post-confession, reciting the Stations of the Cross, or prayers during Eucharistic Adoration? It's all there, word for word, and within a few clicks under the prayer section on the Ave Maria Radio app. Download it on your smart device today.
Catholic law is not cynical about human government, but it does understand its limitations. Let me just quote from the Catechism. Human society can be neither well-ordered nor prosperous unless it has some people invested with legitimate authority to preserve its institutions and to devote themselves as far as is necessary to work and care for the good of all. Every human community needs an authority to govern it. Now, we know that, of course. The family has a certain authority, business has an authority, and government has certain authorities. We are blessed in that in our moment in history, governments are composed by the consent of the governed. It means we have to look beyond the political rhetoric that's used by politicians and lobbyists to sell a bill or a referendum item. And so I would just stress time and again, don't be cynical, but be prudent. Don't be suspicious, but be inquiring.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta, 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
How can we have faith and be transformed by the gospel? What part can we play in recreating the world for God's good plan? Once we understand that the gospel is not merely good news, but explosive, life-changing news, our life will never be the same. In Father John Ricardo's new book, Rescued, The Unexpected and Extraordinary News of the Gospel, he helps us to see the world through the lenses of God, with a clear vision of the plot and the outcome of the story that we're living through. You can get Rescued and Father John's other great books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Greg Popchak. Discipline is a difficult question to navigate in today's culture. Many parents don't like the idea of corporal punishment, but fear spoiling their children as well. Luckily, the Church has long provided guidance for parents on this subject. In fact, some well-known saints have specifically preached against corporal punishment. St. John Chrysostom wrote, "Accustom your children not to be trained by the rod, for when he feels it, he will learn to despise it. And when he has learned to despise it, he has reduced your system to naught." St. John Bosco wrote, "Force indeed punishes the guilt, but does not heal the guilty. To strike a child in any way must be avoided." Psychology, brain science, and our Catholic faith agree that parents should assume the best, gently correct the wrongdoing, and redirect the child toward more positive behavior. Avoiding force will continue a relationship of trust and mutual respect between you and your child. For more guidance on Catholic parenting, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Find Your Strength. We're helping you gather your resources, connect with God's grace, and be able to face those challenges that are wearing you down in your personal life, your emotional life, or your relational life. If there is something that is holding you back, we want to help you break through those barriers standing between you and a more joyful, peaceful life. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk with our next listener who's listening to EWTN Radio in Oklahoma.
On Oklahoma Catholic Radio, welcome, listener. What can we do for you?
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
We can. What's up?
Okay, so I am late in my third trimester of pregnancy, and I had a relational issue with a doula that I hired to help during labor and delivery.
Okay.
That is kind of stressing me out and left me with not really knowing whether to continue with her or not.
Tell us what happened.
So we had talked a couple times over the phone, and she had been really sweet. And her services were great, and we hadn't been able to meet in person until just a couple weeks ago. And one of the first interactions that we had, my husband was away in the bathroom, and she had reached out and was just trying to make some friendly small talk and such. But she had, in the process, grabbed my hand and was, asking about my wedding ring and grabbed my necklace that was pretty short around my neck. Looking at it and, complimenting it and everything, but it was just a little bit too close for my personal comfort. And just very sudden, and I wasn't quite expecting her to be, so close to me all of a sudden. And then in the course of our conversation, she also was, just trying to get to know us a little bit better and asked us, about our families and was saying that, she'd love to see photos of our siblings and such when she comes over, which is going to be when I'm in labor. And that she also would love to see like photo albums that we had made and things like that. And I'm a very private person. Mm-hmm. And I had told her that multiple times. But it just made me feel like she was going to come and I was going to be in labor and, she was going to want us to entertain her, basically, and also me not being comfortable sharing a bunch of private information with her. I called her on the phone just to kind of verbalize my concerns and make sure that we could get on the same page. And at first she was very, happy to say, oh, yeah, when I come over, it's going to be about helping you through the pain and everything. But then all of a sudden the conversation changed and she started crying on the phone. And I had really tried my best to, be very kind in the way that I approached my concerns, that I didn't think she meant anything bad by reaching out and grabbing my jewelry or something like that. It's just, it was a little bit too much in my personal bubble and, things like that. But she did end up messaging me later on after on the phone, she had said she felt uncomfortable touching me during labor, like she would have to ask permission. Although I told her, during labor, I expect to be touched, to be helped with the physical pain and everything. Mm-hmm. But,
let me jump in here. And I want to validate you. First of all, good for you for knowing where your comfort zone is, knowing what your instincts are, and responding to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I think it's beautiful and wonderful. And for any of our listeners who are hearing this who don't know what a doula is, it's someone who's there during, actually before, during, and after the birth process to help the pregnant, laboring, and postpartum mom deal with that. It's that woman who's there for support. She's got some expertise in all of this, and she's really there to facilitate this as the best possible birth process for both the laboring mother and the supportive, you know, co-parent in this whole thing. So if dad's part of it, that she's supporting him too. If he's not able to be present, she's making up for that, and it's a wonderful service to have. That said, you need to have a relationship with a doula that makes you feel completely relaxed, like you can trust this person completely, and that you two have a working relationship where she knows you enough to know, do I have to say, and most doulas will anyway, hey, I'm going to rub your back now, or we're going to move you in this position if that's okay with you. Whatever that is, she needs to be focused on what your needs and what your ability to be open in that situation is. And to me, this sounds like God came in and said, not the right person, not the right focus, and not the same shared companionship that will help you with this. And I think that your instincts are dead on. You just have to feel safe saying to her, I really appreciate it. I'm sure you have a lot to give to someone else, but it's just not working between us. Thank you very much. And be done with that and find someone who can really support you more in the style you need.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100% with Lisa. So here's the thing that tipped it for me, okay? Everybody's got their process,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, I don't have any issue with any of the things that you described that she did. I mean, you know, she's a little more touchy, okay.
And if it didn't work for you even at that level, that's fine. But I know exactly what you're going to say, and I agree with you.
And, right? And, you know, looking at the photo albums, maybe it's that she just really wanted to know everybody, you know, so that when she sees them, she doesn't have to, you know, oh, who are you? Or, you know, whatever. I can understand all of those things, but okay, that's fine to have your process. But when a client says to you, "I don't like that process, we need to come up with something else," you just professionally say, "Okay, let's work on it together and come up with something."
You don't about her.
She made it personal. Like, there's no crying in baseball. Okay, I mean,
well,
it's,
and she's there to be your support person. The minute she broke into tears, she's saying, "You, vulnerable, expectant, third trimester mom, take care of me." That was the line right there. There should be nothing in this relationship with this person for what you've hired her to do that should be about you taking care of her or her feelings. It's all about her coming and taking care of you. A pregnant mother doula relationship is shown to us very strongly in the relationship between Mary and Elizabeth. You know, Mary goes in all of her pregnancy-ness to Elizabeth, who's farther along, and she goes and she serves her. And there's this immediate love between them. There's an immediate understanding and support system between them. And even though Mary herself was pregnant, she went to serve Elizabeth. This is a very sacred kind of bond between two people, especially two women in this process. And if she's making it about her instead of about serving you, that is, Greg's absolutely right, the bigger red flag.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, you know, as a profession, doulas are kind of earth mothery kind of people anyway. So I get the whole touchy, you know, getting in your space thing. But the issue is when you say, I don't like that, then, you know, a professional doula ought to be able to step back and say, okay, well, let's come up with a different plan. This woman made it all about her, so she's got
to
go.
And I'm going to add this. I'm going to add this to this, Greg. A doula shouldn't have to be told that. She should be trained to read your reactions. So if she reached out and touched your necklace or touched your ring and you stiffened or pulled back a little bit, if she can't pick up out of an intense labor situation that you're not feeling comfortable by her body posture, she's not going to be able to pick up on your cues during delivery. And that's when you need her to be sensing everything you're feeling, being able to respond to it and ask the right questions and respond in a way that makes you feel comfortable. So Greg and I are 100% behind you just sending her a text or an email and saying, I'm sorry, this relationship isn't going to work out. I've moved on. I wish you well in your career. Thanks very much. You're done.
Yeah.
Don't get into another conversation with her. Don't go back and forth with texts where she's trying to apologize or she starts to cry again. just be done with it and find yourself somebody else.
And we will keep you in our prayers for the pregnancy and delivery, add you to our More to Life prayer list here. Thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again. 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Find Your Strength. We want to help you connect with the grace that God has given you to face the challenges of this week or in your life in general. We want to help you identify the new tools or skills you need to feel confident as you face those challenges in your personal, emotional, or relational life. We want to help you make a plan. Identify those next steps so that you can feel confident facing all of those things. We tend to be surprised by the same darn things happening over and over again. We want to help you get past that surprise and start feeling effective in every area of your life. So if some struggle is getting you down, we want to help you break through the obstacles standing between you and a more joyful, peaceful life. Think for just a second. Who is the person driving you craziest right now?
Draining your strength right now.
What is that situation that you are not looking forward to facing today, this week, coming up? Let us walk through that with you, find new strategies to address it, and help you end the call feeling more confident than you were just a few minutes ago. Let's do it together. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
Amen. And of course, many of us are familiar with that verse, but it doesn't take away the power of that verse. And just hold on to that today and every day as you face the challenges in front of you. Those challenges are nothing compared to the grace that God is giving you to be more than an overcomer. 877-573-7825.
And I just love that here in Isaiah, in the Old Testament, the last way God names himself is your Savior. This is before the incarnation of Jesus Christ. So often we think the God of the Old Testament is rules and regulations and, you know, possibly retribution if we do something wrong. This shows us that forever God has been, is, and will be a God who loves us, a God who saves us, and a God who walks with us through every step, even through the difficult times, and comes and saves us. God loves you, and he wants to be with you through all the things that you feel drained by, all the struggles in your life. Let's connect you with God's grace and some good tools to help you move out of what's draining you and overwhelming you right now. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
More to Life will continue with your questions about the challenges you're facing in your personal, emotional, or relational, or even spiritual life when we come back right after this break. Stick around.
Location, location, relocation. Studies show more than a third of college students transfer, and half of those do it more than once. He reminds us of St. Augustine's quote, "Our souls are restless until they rest in Thee." At Ave Maria University, we challenge this group to visit us, stroll down our palm tree paths, spike a shot on our sand volleyball court, or partake in an outdoor devotion. There's a reason when students visit Ave Maria, they tend to stay. Ave Maria University, your relocation destination. Visit avemaria.edu.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guaretti here. My wife and I have used Seton Home curriculum for our homeschooling. One of the great things about it, you learn about your faith, not just in religion, but history and English and science and reading. Their curriculum uses saints as role models. I don't think they've used me yet. Children are prepared to rationally explain and defend their faith. It permeates the instruction. You want to give your kids not only a top-notch education, but an understanding of their faith as it permeates the subjects that matter in their lives. I don't know if there's too much better than Seton Home schooling. We used it a lot. You are the best teacher for all of that. Let Seton get right beside you and give you the material you need. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled Finding Your Strength, as we help you do exactly that. Face the challenges in your life, your relationships, your emotional life, your spiritual life, gracefully and with confidence, and help you break through the barriers that are stopping you from leading a more joyful and abundant life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk with our next caller who's listening to EWTN Radio in Massachusetts.
Hi there, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, thank you very much. I have a little issue. My sister. I'm one of five children, and I have two sisters. This sister is about 18 months younger than me. Mm-hmm. And we all get together. She lives away, so we get together for, you know, the holidays and things like that. And she comes from a very dysfunctional marriage. And had affairs on her husband. One was with his brother and a couple of other different affairs. They still remain, they are divorced, but they're still together. It's very dysfunctional. I have a difficult time trusting her. I do a lot to help her out. I pay for her travel sometimes when she visits. And also I treat her when I'm visiting her. So I have a lot of guilt here too, because she is my sister. But, when we got together with the family, I noticed that she's suggestive with my husband. And I feel guilty about thinking this way, but I see the way she is and I see the way she flaunts her attention with him.
Okay.
And it does bother me, and I know my husband likes it. My sister's very, very attractive. And,
so you're saying your husband likes it. That was going to be my next question. How does your husband react when your sister behaves this way?
Well, when I say suggestive, she just gives him a lot of attention. So this is especially on Father's Day. And so my husband,
I'm sorry, I have to jump in because I need to clarify.
Sure.
There's a tension,
sure.
And then there's a tension, right? So what are we talking about here? I mean, is he, you know, she's you know, talking to him and interested in what he says, or she's, you know, being
flirtatious
and sexually aggressive
I think flirtatious, telling him we were watching, telling him how great he looks, cooking specially for him, his, you know, the way he likes his food cooked,
okay.
When barbecuing, things like that. I'm spending, you know, sitting next to him.
I get it. I get it. And so you were saying, how does he respond to this?
And he responded by sitting with her and saying and rather enjoying it. And
okay, so you're concerned that he's not setting appropriate boundaries with her either, right?
Right, and yeah. I don't really trust her because of her inability to
Well, you said she slept with her husband's brother, so I mean she's got poor boundaries.
She has no boundaries. Yeah.
So, all right. So, how can we help you out here? What's your specific question for us today?
Oh, Okay. My specific question is, right now I'm I'm angry with my husband, and I'm just kind of, I addressed it yesterday with him. He asked me, he said, "What, you know, you've been in a crummy mood for the last week," and she has been here for about a week. Mm-hmm. "And what's going on with you?" And he snapped at me, and I said, "Well, you know," I said, and then he started to walk away, and I said, "Excuse me," I said, "You asked me a question. Are you interested in listening to me?" And so he came back and gave me a moment. And I said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, your attention with me is nil." And I said, "You know, you just seem to be so short with me. And you're spending, you know, you didn't spend any time with me. You didn't, you know, we didn't sit together and eat together. You were, you know, outside."
Okay, so you said all that to him, and he responds how?
Oh, you've got it so rough, boy. Happy Father's Day.
So he responds by being angry and defensive and mean. All right, just one last question, just to satisfy my curiosity. Your family of origin, was there either alcoholism or trauma in your growing up years?
There wasn't alcoholism. There was some abuse there, yeah.
Yeah, well, I ask because your sister is behaving like she has borderline personality disorder, okay? So, I mean, I can't diagnose that on the air. All right, but that, you know, that kind of flirtatious, terrible boundaries behavior is very consistent with personality disorders in general, borderline in particular. It could be something else. But and the fact, honestly, though, you know, your guilt that you have about setting any kind of boundaries, the dynamic in your marriage, it just all goes back to not a terrific family of origin situation, okay? And the reason that that's important is because, you know, in order to set appropriate boundaries and in order to work more effectively with your husband, I really do think that it's time to get some professional help for you especially and for your marriage in particular, because, you know, you're not going to be able to follow through with any other advice I give you unless you can internally get over that guilt that you feel in setting boundaries, either with your sister or, you know, not just complaining to your husband, but actually being able to command respect there. There's a difference, right? There are a lot of times we think because we're making noise, right? Because I raised a complaint, I brought up a concern, I stood up for myself. But he blew you off, right? And if you're good at setting boundaries, that will not deter you. You'll have other ways to get his attention and address the issue and really see it through. To address the immediate problem, I don't think you need to have your sister around. I think you need to say to her, "Look, I'm sorry. The behavior is unacceptable, and I can't trust you, you know, around my husband based on your behavior. I love you with all of my heart. I will help you, you know, get your life and your marriage, you know, together however I can. But
from a distance.
But you can't be here." And also because you can't trust your husband. You know, he's not sitting, like, so if you and he, okay, were in a better place and he was setting appropriate relationships with she was behaving flirtatiously and crazily and whatever, but he was still sitting next to you.
Right.
He was,
or when you went
telling
to,
her no thank you.
Right, or you went to him and you said what you said to him and he automatically said, "Sweetheart, I would never do anything to offend you and I'm so sorry you feel that way. What can we do to make you feel more secure?" And he was right in it with you. That would be a different story.
Yeah, because, you know, she could be around you and be crazy, but you could be confident in your husband's ability to set appropriate boundaries. Mm-hmm. Because you can't, you have to set boundaries with her. And until you get your marriage straight, she can't be around because you can't trust your husband or you can't trust her.
There are times when the Holy Spirit comes into something and reveals something to us that we haven't been able to see very clearly before. And I think the Holy Spirit is saying to you in this situation, okay, yes, you need to set firm boundaries with your sister, but I'm shining a light on the fact that this marriage needs some work so that you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your husband would not betray you and you could feel comfortable and confident in yourself, both in your marriage and in relationships with other people. So really, it's an invitation from God to really begin to work on healing all that old stuff and the stuff that's going on in the present.
In the 10 seconds I got left, I want to leave you with two resources. The first one is our book on boundaries called God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. I think it will really help you in both your relationship with your sister and your husband. But I'd also like you to pick up a copy of How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, because there's a lot of unaddressed stuff in the way you guys handle problems, talk to each other, address healthy boundaries in your marriage that need to be looked at. So those two books, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, and God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. I'd like you to especially take a look at that last chapter in How to Heal Your Marriage on how to find good help, because I do believe that both you and your relationship are going to need some professional counseling to get where you really need to go with this. Thanks so much for the call, and listeners, that goes for you as well. If you are struggling in any way and are looking for healthy resources to help you live a more joyful, abundant life, check out everything we've got for you at CatholicCounselors.com, including learning more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telecounseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your life. It's all there, CatholicCounselors.com. Get out there and live the life that God has for you.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.